children are a gift from God, that they are loaned to us for a little while, and that we as parents are responsible to give to them a godly education.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Young people today claim to believe in socialism in record numbers.
College students are coming forth from public high schools and public colleges fully baked as socialists.
How has Marxist ideology infused our educational institutions?
There has been on the American people enforced the idea that everything must be equal, egalitarianism. And that's a very Marxist presupposition, very, very Marxist idea.
Today, we'll look at education and socialism and what the Word of God has to say about these critical issues on Truths That Transform.
Socialism is making a comeback. Why?
I do believe that socialism is on the rise right now, and I think it's a direct correlation to the loss of a biblical worldview.
Remove God and there's no restraints, and that's one of the reasons that in communist, socialist nations, you get, you know, mass murders, just all of these atrocities.
Socialism is growing in popularity, especially with young Americans, but it is completely contrary to biblical teaching. In the booklet, When Truth Becomes the Enemy, The Insanity of Our Reckless Embrace of Socialism, Dr. Frank Wright pulls the veil off today's insurgent socialism and points the way to the road back to sanity. Contact us today to receive your copy of When Truth Becomes the Enemy. Find out what lies behind this dangerous trend and what it will take to stand against it.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. Despite its consistently bad historical record, socialism keeps being resuscitated, though it has harmed all who come in contact with it and has killed tens of millions of people. But even as the Berlin Wall came tumbling down and the Soviet Union closed up shop, Marxism did not disappear. It just reinvented itself for propagation in the schools, which all too often today have become hotbeds for socialism. On today's program, you'll meet someone who equips students to combat this and other false ideas. We will hear from Dr. Kennedy on what makes all the difference in the lives of your children and grandchildren. And we begin with a report on Marx's foul ideology being imparted in our schools. What effect has that had on the next generation? Our own David Wright has more.
We need to develop a political movement which once again is prepared to take on and defeat a ruling class whose greed is destroying our nation.
Many of the millennials today think Bernie Sanders was a great candidate because he represented it. Social fairness, economic redistribution, and they somehow assume that those are good things. But they don't realize that this has failed everywhere. And even if they acknowledge that, they'll say, well, it's only failed because it wasn't tried in the right way. It wasn't applied in the right manner.
According to a recent Harris poll, 49% of millennials, people between the ages of 23 and 38, prefer living in a socialist country. What is behind this increased acceptance among young people?
I believe one of the greatest concerns we should have is what's happening in our public school system. They are indoctrinating our children. I have no doubt about that. And if you want to know why the culture has shifted so much, it's because of the public school system.
10 years ago, socialist was a pejorative, and now 49% of millennials say they're socialists. and almost all the Democratic nominees for president. So there is a generation that arose that did not know socialism because they have enforced ignorance as the atrocities of socialism in the 20th century.
I haven't disregarded all.
Steven Crowder, a popular political commentator, produces a series on YouTube called Change My Mind, where he invites students on college campuses to sit down and change his mind on a given subject. Watch as some students describe their views of socialism.
They provide a good quality of life for their citizens. You don't have this gigantic gap between the working class and the upper class. There is a commitment of the state to the well-being of their citizens, and I think that's a wonderful thing.
I think that, you know, blanketing these statements that socialism is as evil as driving our society away from a couple of beneficial policies. One of them, I believe, is a guaranteed basic income.
It's the product of this one-sided, brainwashing education system masquerading as an education system. If you look at the polls, you'll see that most of the people who have a favorable opinion towards socialism are young. They're millennials or younger.
At 18 years old, your brain is not fully developed. And that is one of the most impressionable ages that you know, periods of your life. And what you're going to hear from professors that are hardcore leftists is going to impact you.
I recently went to Miami, Florida for the first Democratic presidential debate. I asked people on the street whether or not they thought socialism is being pushed through America's education system.
Something's going on in the education system that it's indoctrinating these kids into thinking that socialism is something that's good.
What they're teaching in these schools, they're completely avoiding the actual factual history of what we went through to get to where we are, like with capitalism and the free markets. And they're ignoring what's going on in Venezuela. They're ignoring what's going on in these other socialist countries. They're going bankrupt.
Well, more than 60% of our population has been schooled by the public schools. We understand that teachers teach people how to become better human beings. If you are listening to your teacher, you're a socialist.
Proponents of socialism will often cite examples of countries where socialism is thriving. But is that really what's going on?
And I think we should look to countries like Denmark, like Sweden, and Norway, and learn from what they have accomplished for their working people.
Socialism as an idea pretty much became very weak in the world until the left globalists said, wait a minute, let's stop talking about Soviet-style socialism. Don't talk about Venezuelan socialism. Let's not even talk about big welfare in California or, big welfare in countries like Italy. Let's just talk about the Nordic countries. Nordic countries are not socialist. So the Prime Minister of Denmark came to US at the end of 2015, went to Harvard and spoke, and he said, stop saying that Denmark is socialist. We're a market economy. And he's absolutely right.
My response to them is, socialism never worked anywhere. It didn't work in Cuba, didn't work in Venezuela, didn't work in Eastern Europe, didn't work in the Soviet Union.
One of the byproducts of socialism is totalitarianism. Socialism never operates with a free people. It just doesn't. It operates with a very strict iron hand of government that gives very strict guidelines to what people can and can't do.
The lesson of Venezuela is just another iteration of what we have seen in other countries that have adopted socialism. It's a system that does not work.
By controlling the schools, the radical left has managed to control the future of the country, or at least many portions of it. This is something that Dr. D. James Kennedy warned about on many occasions. Here is his daughter, my friend Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy, with us today. Jennifer, your dad knew that an important part of the parental responsibility to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is to look to their godly education, didn't he?
That's right, Frank. And you know, my dad did something extraordinary because he was so concerned about my education. When I was young and ready to go to school, there was one public school in the area that had been given the nickname the drugstore because of all the illicit narcotics being pushed there. And he knew that was just a symptom of a larger problem. And I'll tell you, my dad was not about to have me get my education in such a place. He took his biblical responsibilities as a parent too seriously for that. In fact, because of concern for me and the children of other members of our congregation, my father was the key founder of Westminster Academy here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But isn't that an overreaction, founding a whole school so your child can go there? No, not when you understand the biblical commandments on parenting and how far our public school system has departed from that vision. Here's my dad with more in this portion of his classic message, A Godly Education.
If there is one thing which is made abundantly clear, both in the Old Testament and the New, it is that children are a gift from God, that they are loaned to us for a little while, and that we as parents are responsible to give to them a godly education, that we are to rear them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that line upon line and precept upon precept, His truth is to be taught to them. Now, today, we live in a time when there are powerful forces that are engaged in an effort to see that that education is nullified and that instead they receive a godless education. This has, of course, been a cause of great concern to many, and we might ask ourselves, how did it come about that so many of our children today are indeed brainwashed in godless secularism in so-called Christian America? Consider the history of education in this country for a moment. From 1620, when the Pilgrims landed, until 1837, virtually all education in America was private and Christian for 217 years. So the basis of America lay with private and Christian education. My friends, the anti-Christian, anti-God bias, the censorship of all things Christian, and the infusion of an atheistic, amoral, evolutionary, socialistic, one-world, anti-American system of education in our public schools has indeed become such that if it had been done by an enemy, it would be considered an act of war. My friends, and this is not to indict all public school teachers. As I said before, there are some who are trying to do the very opposite of this. But it is to indict the humanist educational elite who are trying knowingly to foist this off on all of the public schools. They are literally at war with America and have brought this nation into a situation where it is, quote, a nation at risk, said the National Commission for Excellence in Education. Thank God that the fastest growing segment of education in America today and of numerous other countries is again Christian private education. It is growing far more rapidly than any other segment. You as a parent are responsible and will give an account to God for providing for your children a godly education. Dear friends, wake up to what's happening to our kids in America before it's too late.
It is amazing how prescient Dr. Kennedy was on all of these things. That message was preached in the spring of 1986, and everything he warned us of is now commonplace. One man who grew up watching Dr. Kennedy and had his worldview shaped through this television program is Christian speaker and apologist Dr. Alex McFarlane, who equip students all over the country to counter false ideas with biblical truth. Our own John Rabe recently caught up with him to talk about the indoctrination that's happening in our schools.
Alex, thank you for being with us. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to be back. Thank you.
So Karl Marx has been dead for over 130 years at this point, and yet his ideas still remain with us and still remain very influential in some ways. What are some ways in which Karl Marx's ideas are still influential in America today?
Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for talking about this. If there's a word that I could use to describe a lot of the influence of Marxism and several other ideologies that we'll probably touch on, it's the word egalitarianism. Now, egalitarianism is from a word that means equal. And in so much of academia, in so much of the culture, in so much of the assumptions of the media, there's this idea of equality, that everything must be equal. There is the idea of egalitarianism between male and female, that there are no differences between male and female. Now, in many ways, males and females are equal. We're equal as image bearers of God, made in the image of God, equal in worth and value and dignity and personhood, obviously. But in many ways, physiologically, biologically, men and women are different. But during the last 12, 15 years of our political landscape, there's also been this idea of economic egalitarianism, that all things must equally be distributed in terms of money and wealth and finances. And there's this idea of the enforced redistribution of wealth through government programs, and in not so subtle ways, but even in some very subtle ways, there has been on the American people enforced the idea that everything must be equal, egalitarianism. And that's a very Marxist presupposition, very, very Marxist idea.
What's interesting, too, is that it proceeds from a base of atheism. And so this idea that everyone is equal and so forth, it's sort of suspended in midair with nothing to undergird it. And that secular idea has really been pushed forward by Marx's influence as well. These men are long dead, but these ideas have a pervasive influence that affect us in a million ways every day, don't they?
Well, they really do, because your presupposition, you know, from the word presuppose, what you believe as we come to the table to think about life and meaning and purpose, if you presuppose that there is a God and a creation, then that will influence a lot of what you believe about life, morality, personal accountability. But if you come to the table presupposing there's not a God, we weren't created, we just evolved by accident, happenstance, that also is going to have great implication for what you believe about your own value as a human being. If and nowadays in academia, people can't even land on what it means to be a human being. And let's talk about gender. I mean, clearly, males have XY chromosomes, females and males are genetically different. But in the culture today, because of the Darwinistic, atheistic mindset and the egalitarian mindset that everything just evolved, everything came about by purposeless, undirected, you know, natural selection, and everything is egalitarian and equal, and you can't say males and females are different, we're to the point now that personal autonomy has become really so ingrained and militant that I can identify as a different gender. I say what gender I am, not my birth biology. And I would say it's the ultimate form of moral relativism. Moral relativism says there are no boundaries, there are no rules. I am the center. I'm the locus of reality. I make my own truth. And what bigger expression of relativism to be able to say to God, God, you have no control over me. God, you have no control over my behavior. You don't even have control over what I am. I was born a male. No, I identify as something different, to the point that many educational institutions will penalize you. In fact, you can be in severely hot water if you don't recognize two, three, four dozen different gender identifications. In other words, we're in a state of societal chaos.
Alex, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your insights and thank you for the great work that you're doing. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
As you've just heard, there is an indoctrination program underway in our schools, and its effects are profound. Surveys now show a majority of people under 30 preferring socialism, and college campuses filled with millennials have become the least free, most oppressive, and politically correct places in the nation. Everywhere this ideology spreads, the Christian message is squelched. That's why I want to urge you to sign our petition to your representatives in Congress, calling upon them to oppose socialism and uphold liberty. Please stand for freedom and truth by going online now to djkm.org/liberty and signing this urgent petition. Secondly, you need concrete information on the insidious rise of socialism in America, which is all part of a well-executed plan by cultural Marxists to turn America to the hard left. That's why I've written the short booklet, When Truth Becomes the Enemy, the Insanity of Our Reckless Embrace of Socialism. And I want to send it to you as my thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. In this booklet, which features a foreword from William J. Federer, one of the key historians on American Christian history, I show how the followers of Marx in our schools and institutions have redefined the language, rewritten our history, and are regurgitating old, discredited ideas. And I tell you what you can personally do to help stem the tide. When Truth Becomes the Enemy, the Insanity of Our Reckless Embrace of Socialism is yours as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a donation of $50 or more, we will send you the booklet plus the exclusive DVD program, Three Big Lies of Socialism. Socialism has thrived on lies, and Americans are beginning to believe them. This powerful DVD exposes three major lies of socialism: that there is no God, that socialism actually works, and that you can get something for nothing. The political campaign season has already begun, and the news programs are filled with leftist politicians promising everything from free health care to wiping out all student loans. And people are drawn to these false promises because they don't know the three lies of socialism. Get this powerful DVD program, Three Big Lies of Socialism, as our thanks for your donation of $50 or more, and share it with a student or a young person in your sphere of influence. And we'll include my booklet, When Truth Becomes the Enemy, the Insanity of Our Reckless Embrace of Socialism, as well. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. For nearly two centuries since it was birthed in the mind of Karl Marx, socialism has been a false religion. It's had its false prophets, from Marx to Castro, from Lenin to Mao. It holds out a false messiah, the enlightened state empowered by the workers. It anticipates a false apocalypse, which it calls the revolution. And it offers a false heavenly kingdom, the workers' paradise. But in this sinful world, this secular so-called paradise is impossible. And we have seen that proved over and over again. Marx's heirs tell us, if we can just make one more adjustment, pass one more law, put the right leader in the right spot, voila, secular utopia will arrive here on earth. But in order to make that heavenly omelet, as it turns out, not just a few eggs have to be cracked along the way. And thus, communism killed over 100 million people in the 20th century alone, all in pursuit of its unique brand of paradise. Marxism never works because it ignores fundamental reality. We are all fallen people living in a fallen world. You and I can't save it because we're part of what's wrong with it to begin with. Only Jesus Christ offers in reality what socialism promises falsely. Only in Christ do we have a true Savior. Only in Christ can we have an eternal heavenly kingdom. Do you know for sure if you will be part of that kingdom? If not, you can. But hear this, we cannot have life in God's perfect kingdom through the work of our hands or our futile efforts to please God, for the simple reason that all of these things are contaminated with sin. We can only have it by receiving the free gift of Christ, which is grace and forgiveness and eternal life, purchased by His death on the cross. Do not put your trust in false messiahs, whether they be murderous dictators or elected politicians whose mouths are filled with tempting promises. Instead, right now, turn from your sins, put your trust in Christ as the only true Messiah, the King of Kings. If you do that, we have a special book we'd like to send you at no cost to you. It's called Beginning Again, written by Dr. D. James Kennedy. He wrote it to help new believers grow in their faith. To receive your copy of Beginning Again, just write to our address or call our toll-free number. And may God richly bless you as you do. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
The truth is considered hate speech. The truth about the Bible, the truth about what the Bible really says.
It is this view of moral relativism that is absolutely causing the morality of this nation to crumble before our eyes.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.